In Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 12, this is letter number 4250, 4250, Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Nisan, Tavshin Tezayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe also pushed the Hasidim very strongly to be involved in the Chabad activities. Remember, this was at the beginning of the Rebbe's leadership, 4 years into the Rebbe's leadership. A lot of the Hasidim hadn't yet fully comprehended what the Rebbe is expecting from them. So a lot of people were working outside of the Chabad environment or Chabad activities. The Rebbe is encouraging and pushing the people to be involved. As the Rebbe explains, first of all, the Rebbe says, I'm blessing you for good news in all of your community affairs and all your personal affairs. But the Rebbe, maybe he asked the Rebbe, should he take a job in a yeshiva in Chabad, or he should go to some other yeshiva? I'm not sure exactly what he asked. But basically, the Rebbe says that the orchard of Chabad takes precedent before anything else. And the Rebbe gives the reason. The reason is others can do in other community, but in Chabad, it's something that nobody else can do but the Chabad people to work within the Chabad system. There is a concept in Halacha, in the Gemara, in Halacha, that there is a mitzvah she'i efsher la'asoyis al de'acherim. Sometimes there is a mitzvah that cannot be done by others. Sometimes we say, you know, you don't have to do this mitzvah, because if you don't do it, somebody else will do it. So let's say you're studying Torah, and then there is somebody walking across the street that needs a ride, needs help walking, crossing the street. So if there's somebody else there able to help them cross the street, you continue learning Torah, because the mitzvah of helping the other person, somebody else can do, so you do your thing and they will do their thing. But if it's a mitzvah which cannot be done by anybody else, then you're supposed to stop your study and go do the mitzvah. So, and the Rebbe uses a lashon, it says over there that if I haven't watched my own garden, why am I going to watch gardens of others? And the Rebbe says, if we're talking about just generally good activities, that's beautiful, but they're not our orchard, and because of that, if you're not going to do it, or we're not going to do it, it's not going to get done. And the Rebbe points out that even when we talk about mitzvahs, as I mentioned before, when we talk about mitzvahs, now mitzvahs are not personal, they're for Hashem. So, and we know all mitzvahs are still not as equal to Torah. Even one word of Torah is greater than all mitzvahs. And yet, and therefore, if the mitzvah can be done by others, as I mentioned, you can continue studying Torah, somebody will help the other person, you continue studying Torah. But if you cannot do it through other one, not only is the mitzvah equal to Torah, but it's actually overrides and pushes away Torah. Which basically means, if you're studying Torah and you got to do a mitzvah, stop your study and go to the mitzvah, provided that mitzvah cannot be done through others. The Rebbe is saying, I'm surprised, greatly surprised, on so many of the Hasidim that do not reflect on this. They don't find it necessary to work in the Chabad system. Even though there are many lessons, instructions from our leaders, from the Rebbes. But the Rebbe says the Rebbes wanted Hasidim to put their energies and their efforts into the Chabad orchard, as the Rebbe calls it, and to work within the Chabad framework. But the Rebbe says, based on my explanation I just gave to you, that this is a mitzvah that cannot be done through others, this becomes a very clear, open ruling in Nigla of the Torah with blessing. So apparently, maybe he asked them, should he teach here in this school, in that school, whatever he was asking the Rebbe. The Rebbe says you have to first go to the Chabad. That is the first and foremost where the energies of the Chabad people has to be placed. And the Rebbe says this has both been the instructions of the Rebbes, but it's also understood, according to the revealed part of Torah, that if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done on others, then the person must be doing it.